Yuches and Beis, about 10 lines up. Mishum of the Rabbi Eliezer. Now, there's a shot in the Gersa before what the Gersa should be. The Gra takes out both places. Eliezer just leaves Mishum of the Rabbi. So the sheet up here is not sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but sheet of Rabbi. That, so he said before that he's a maskal and a miyad, so that even though doesn't bring the kabbonis until the eighth day, but he becomes Torah on the seventh day, and that becomes day one of his count for the his naziris of Tahara. So Amar Kra. So Bishma the Quran, the Rebbe understands. The Pasuk says, Bikidash is for Shabbat Yamahu. So the Pasuk, says he brings a Kabbanis, Bikidash is for Shabbat Yamahu. So we said before that the Yamahu is extra. And what's, no, so it can't be Rabbi. It's Rabbi Eliezer. The gears of Rabbi Eliezer seems to be easier. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's assume it's Rabbi Eliezer. So the pasuk says, "Bayamahu," which is extra, like we said before. The extra tells me that. Not that you bring the kabbonis, because that's what you. The post says you bring the kabbonis, because that's his risha. It could have stopped right there. So we said before, the BMHU was actually to tell me, no, BMHU was going back to on the day before when he was nitar. So the BMHU was coming to explain, Vishalahevi kabbonisa. Rabbonon, then the second sheet over here in the price of which you brought, that as soon as you bring the khatas, Even though he hasn't brought the ashram, he becomes Torah. So Bei Mahu was telling me to the exclude Av Bishlo Hevi Hashem. But the third opinion of the Brisa was the Rishmol Benoshim Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika, who says that the Chassis is Ma'akev and the ashram is Ma'akev. So what is Bei Mahu coming to exclude? It has to wait till the eighth day. Bring all the Karbonis. So what's saying Makidas for Yeshua Baramahu? What is that saying? El Rishmol Ahu Lomali. So Amr Lacha. So Rishmol says back the word Ahu is officially Hebi Oilo Soy. He's telling me even though he hasn't brought the Korban Oilo. So more says, so it's coming to exclude the carbon oil. Rabbanon, so it's a good question. Why did Darshan Ahu to exclude all of the carbonas, or Ahu to exclude the Asha? Maybe you need the Chatas on the Asha, it's coming to exclude the Oila. So Oila loiboy miyuta, because Darin ba'almahu. The oila is normally brought as a carbon. It's like a gift. It's not coming for kapor of anything. So there's no havamina that the oila would be ma'akev in the tara process and allowing him to start his new naziris. So I don't need to exclude that. Okay. The verse is my time. I owe the Rabbanon. So, why did the Rabbanon see fit to understand that Bayamahu was coming to exclude the Asham, but not the Chatas? Rabbi Eliezer says Bayamahu that day. We explained, but that day can't be referring to the eighth day. It has to be referring to the seventh day. So I get it. The Chacham came along and said, no, it's referring to the eighth day. And Bayamahu is saying that day, even though you haven't done everything you have to do. So why do they darshan like that? the Tanya. So just to contrast this, there was the Gemara in the step before wasn't working out to figure out why the Chacham said what they said. It's just saying we understand how the Darshan of the Pasuk in a way which will be, we have some understanding of how the Pasuk could read like that. But according to Rishmo, what does he do with the word Ahu? The Gemara hasn't explained why the Chachamim understand Ahu the way they do. It's just saying they have an understanding of Ahu. Why it's that way that we don't know yet. So Gemara says, so why is it that way? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, the next pasuk after that pasuk of Akidash Rishabi Yamahu, it continues. The pasuk says, "V'hizil Hashem es Yemei Nizroi, v'hebi keves ben shenosoy lo Hashem." Okay, Ma Tama Lemer. So what are we supposed to take out of this pasuk? The fee. That normally a carbon asham is it's a carbon which comes for kapora, and without the asham, the process is not completed. Yachol abzeh ma'akras. I would say over here that this one is ma'akav as well. So Tamil Arma, the pasuk says vehezir vehevi. So the order of the pasuk is very strange. So in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says the Chatas and the Aylov, and B'chiper Lo B'Kayin Meshir Chata Al Nafesh, B'Kedash Es B'Shem B'Yamahu, B'Hizil Hashem Es Yimei Nizroi, and then the Hebi Kevz Meshir Nasoi Lo Oshem. Right? The Chareh Pasuk, if the Oshem is Ma'akev, like Yerush Mol says, why isn't that in Pasuk Yud Aleph? He brings the Katas and the Ayla and the Asham, v'kidash es Rishoy v'hizil Hashem. No. He brings the Ayla and the Katas and v'kidash es Rishoy v'yamahu and Gemaldik v'hizil Hashem. And by the way, you know there's an Asham. So that's the Chara, the Peshat, and the Pasuk. Alpha P, Shalai Hevi is his. Even without bringing the Karman Asham, the act of becoming the Nazir again, the Zeris process, Pitahara, starts. Mishmol ben Asham ben Broikarimer, Vihizir Vihevi, Amosai Hizir Bisman Shehevi. That he touched the process Vihizir, but only on the condition that he also was Vihevi. So the Rosh, Taisus the Rosh, both asked us, and what do you need Ahu? We said before that they darshan Ahu to exclude the Hashem. They heard they have this pasuk over here excluding the Hashem. So each one has fine. Let's see the Rosh. So the Rosh on the Chesed and Beis. Bayamahu official heavy carbonosive. Kamer. Now, so that the Rosh is coming to exclude. We spoke about this, I guess, on Friday. It doesn't mean day eight without the Karbanos, which we could have understood that the same way in the Chachamim. It means day eight, he brought one Karban, not the others. So maybe they're saying, he's saying, Rabbi Ezra is saying, it didn't bring any Karbanos at all, but it's on day eight. Well, it can't be. So that's how it has to come out. Now, and the reason is because the Braisa starts off. Yeah. Because the Braisa starts off and says the person is Nitav Shvi, the Chasa Nitav Shvi, he only brings one carbon. He's Nitav Shmini, the Chasa Nitav Shmini. Maybe carbon al kolechel ve'echad. No, 1 second. So we point out last time. So if you hold, Rav Eliezer's shita is v'hayamim harishanim yiplu. V'hayamim harishanim yiplu. It has to be 2 days to lose the count. If a person becomes tamei on day one of his naziris, he doesn't lose the day. So if the count only starts on shmini, so he's nitav b'shmini because of nitav b'shmini. Maybe karmel, he wouldn't be maybe karmel klechel be'echad because the din of bring kabbalas goes together with hayamim harishan yiplu according to Eliezer. If it starts to count to day 7. So day 7 is day 1. Day 8 is day 2. He becomes tamei in day 2. So now he lost 2 days, and then he has to bring kabbalas. But if he only starts to count on days 8, so even though he's chazer nitav on day 8, he only lost 1 day, he doesn't bring kabbalas. And the Braisa says maybe karban lechel ve'echad, if he's nitav b'shmini. So it has to be that he became tor on day 7, not on day 8. That was the Cheshem before. But the Goyin says if you take the gears of you take out Rabbi Eliezer, you just say Divrei Rebbe, so you solve this problem. This is only Rabbi Eliezer shita that you need 2 days to have a dinner karbanos. According to other everybody else, even 1 day is enough to bring the karbanos. So then you could learn that it means day 8, not day 7. But they both have the gears of the Rosh and the Tosafot have the gears of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore they learn it means day 7. Of Abra Machloikas. Now we have 4 opinions. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer Mishri, who the Chayla Naziris Tahara. Naziris Tahara starts on day 7. Rabbi Sabra the Mechesu the Chayla Naziris Tahara. Avishal Heber Korban. Rabbi says it's on day 8, but without the Korbanos. Rabbanon Sabri the Chayla Ad Shiyavi Chatosoi. You have to bring the chatas. Bishwalam Rafila Hashamat. Okay. Vimtemra Hod the Kamar Rav Chisaliel Ibn Itva Beches Bechaz and Itva Beches Rei Yotzes Shah Shere Lahavi Bakorban. So why would it? So he said according to Rabbi. He's gonna kiss the. One second. The Ein Beit Hashanah to the. Mer says it was Rebbe. Bryce says no, there's nitzav tumas harbe in a maybe the carbon echo. So Rebbe Chisa said it's Rebbe Yehuda. So it was nitzav shmini because of nitzav shmini. So he only brings one carbon because he didn't reach day 8. Because he reached day 8, it's shosh yatzav one of the carbon according to Rebbe. So he's tore. It's a day of karbanos, and he's tore already. So you would become tamei a second time. he would need a new set of karbonos. Why is there only one set of karbonos? Most of it was day seven. So that's according to Rebbe, that the karbonos are not ma'akev in the tahara. But according to the opinion of the rabbanon over here, let's say, so he brings the chatas. Even if he's nitzah on day eight, before he brought the korban, he can be nitzah like that many times and only bring one set of karbonos. So, why does he say that it's the reverse of Yehuda, not Rebbe? So why are we assuming that Rebbe goes like Rebbe Eliezer over here and not like the Rabbanon or like Yerush Mo, that the Hakava is totally in Karbonis? Okay. Maybe Rebbe agrees to. Rebbe just said it's not on day seven. Rebbe Yehuda says it's on day seven. Rebbe says it's not on day seven. But maybe Rebbe meant with karbonos. Yeshem the lishna the milsa the Rebbe mashru lehochi mitkamer b'yer mavos karbonosov bistam. So the Rebbe, had he meant more than just the day, he would have indicated that. And the order of the pasuk, it says you bring the two birds, one is a chatas, one is an oila, and then kiddushes v'shabbat yamahu, and then the next pasuk says you bring an osham. Obviously, heavy on the side. So we darshan is coming to exclude the oila. The mi oila solik, which that makes sense because the pasuk says we also create as echad chatos ve'echad lo oila, echad chatos ve'echad lo oila, and that's the last thing which is discussed. It says you should know b'yemahu that day. The oil is not. That day will work even though the oil wasn't brought. That's the flow of the pasuk. And the more says that that the oil does not need a pasuk because the oil is earned by Almahu. The Enam Chaperis Bishum Malkum. The oil is just always just brought as a gift that a person is bringing to the Shmurach, not as a kapora. Okay. Gemara says, my time at the Rabbanan. Bisham the Rabbiyazar, Osahu, the phrase, Bayamahu, Lahaskul, Afila Bishmi. Bishmol, Osahu, Lahaktim, Karim, Erlo, the Sea, Bekame, Bekidesh. The Rabbanan, the Ashram, Leboy Kroa, the Chari, I don't need Bayamahu, the Bekidesh, Ksiv, Mikame, Ashram. So the Rosh learns that the kasha is, I don't need Bayamahu for that. Just from the flow of the psukim, it should indicate that. I don't think that's what he means. Bayamahu was going back on. We already said certain. We said a day. We said oila. We said the chatas. It says you should know. But by the way, it's good enough. X. It's not mitzvah. It's going on Oshim. It's only mentioned in the next pasuk. The Tanya Behizir, the Fisha Matino Kol Shamas Shabatara Shem Akvin, that the Shamas are the Kabbalas of Kippura, and they're necessary. For example, Asham Talu Umeilo Begzelus Ma'akiv Kippura, Asham Matzara Ma'akiv Heksheril Bekachim. So the Asham Matzara, he doesn't become roy back to Kachim until you bring the Asham Matzara. The Asham Meila is that's the Kippura. The Sham Gzelus, that's the Kippura. So Afez there, Yaakev, Hechsher Minyan is here. So over here also, allowing him to restart the count should require bringing the Karban Asham. Tamalim Vehezir Vehevi, Abishalehevi Hezir. That the order of the Pasuk is Vehezir already before Vehevi. Come welcome now. So the Rosh, what do you know who for? We're back to square one. What we accomplish? How can they darshan lahu for that? Ki hechel lo tidrish ki darish lay Rishmol. Rishmol says that vehizer through behavi. That's the pshat in the pasuk. To say no, Yehuda tells me that vehizer is coming to exclude behavi. Okay. So that's what who tells me. According to the Rabbanon, the Hizr is coming to exclude the Hevi, not like Yerushmal, that the Hizr is coming to include the Hevi. All the Vimahu, just say Ahu, Haramin al Bishalay Hevi al Asoy, Avashamam Akev. That were not for Behizer Behavi, I would have understood that who was coming to exclude the Erla like your Shmuel Darshans. Therefore, I need Behizer Behavi to tell me no, the Oshim is not Ma'akav either. Rishmol Oimer Behizer Behavi, MSI Behizer is Man Shehavi. Lahu also the Mute of Bishalay Havi al the Sut. Dilok Siv Ella Vihizir Vehavi, Haver Minon, Akashevi Kabonis, Vafilo Oilo. So without a Hahu, a Kurna Bishmol, I would include the oil as well. Dilok Siv Ella Vihirmahu, Haver Minon, Vishali Havi, Klal Kabonis. So he says the pasuk come to tell me that the his are only in a case of behavior. So without that pasuk, I would have thought that Bayama who tells me you don't need the kabbalas. Samela, that's why I need the ribui to tell me that you do need the kabbalas. Okay. What
reboy?
According to Rishmol, that the Hezer behavior is coming to Marba, that the only time it can be Mazer is if he brought the Karbonis. Which means without the Pasuk, I would have thought you don't need the Karbonis. I would have understood that the Yamahu to exclude the Karbonis. Kamash Malon, that no, it doesn't exclude them. Behizer Behavi, it's only Behizer when it's also Behavi. Okay, let's hold it here.